beautiful pink and blue shoes, I might add. And on each side of Kyle will be junior number 50, Connor Runyon, 5'10", 185. And on the other side, sophomore number 44, Troy Arnold, 6'1", 225. Those are your offensive starters for the Wayne Falcons, courtesy of Cordon State Bank. And we are still about four plus minutes before the start of this game, a game that, you know, as far as playoff implications, really doesn't mean anything other than finding out who you are, what kind of team you've got. And if last week was any indication, the Falcons are ready to roll offensively this year. Defense is going to get a bigger test tonight than they did a week ago at Grandview Christian. And Murray certainly appears to be able to score, averaging 46 points a game. The Falcons right now in just one game are averaging 74. It'd be nice to keep that up all season. I don't know if we can expect it, but we'll find out a little bit more again as tonight unfolds. And we are at the point where the captains, all four seniors for the Falcons, going to midfield for the ceremonial coin toss. The actual coin toss happened earlier, but they will shake hands one more time, and we will get the official signal. It looked like Murray won the toss previously, and then I'm guessing they may have deferred. And they're pretending to throw one, and Murray wins the toss, has deferred, and the Falcons, I'm sure, will take the ball, and then we'll find out which side of the field Murray will defend. Murray will defend the north goal and head to your right. We are facing east in the new Epperly Field set up here from the press box. The Falcons will receive the opening kickoff and head from your right to left. We will, you may send your text messages or feedback to tonight and every game to 641-870-4469 and let us know. Maybe if you have a question, we might even have time to be able to answer tonight. We will try to get you information as quickly as we can throughout the broadcast. Great Western Bank in Cordon. I remind you that your home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. All right, Falcons are going to receive, and Carson and Dustin, or Carson Kiefer and Trevor Wilson set deep for this People's Company kickoff brought to you by People's Company and agent Jared Chambers. Appreciate his sponsoring Falcon football. And kicking off for Murray will be number 7, it looks like, James Cook. And we are underway. A low bounces inside the 20, picked up at the 16 by Wilson. Coming this way, gets around the corner. He's at midfield and pushed out of bounds. Trevor Wilson to the left side gets across midfield, and that dive by the Murray player prevented a touchdown. 6 points for number 6. Falcons will start at the Murray 36. And so from the 16, 24, and 4, 30 yards. And Carson, with the first carry of tonight's game, gets across the 35. Jones with the tackle, but Carson gets to the, we'll call it 32. Pick up a 4, it'll be 2nd and 6. And more under center. Baker, the only back behind him. And Blade stays in. Pass protection is good. Throwing it over, it's complete. And to the 10-yard line is Keaton Nickel with the catch. Nickel. So the pass from number 8 to number 5 is complete, and they'll set the ball at the 11, a gain of 21, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. And now under center, Moore gives it to Carson, running right. He's through the line and inside the 5. And they'll spot it just inside the 5, so we'll give him 6. A couple of carries and 10 yards so far for Carson, and he'll get this handoff over to the left side. Driving his legs, he is into the end zone. Touchdown, courtesy of the flower pot in court, and touchdown Falcons. 5-yard run by Carson Kiefer. And runs a 4, 6, and 5, pushes it in to the end zone. And that's a great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons. For the attempt, Lovett and Wilson wide to the right. Moore from the gun will roll to the right, throw to the end zone, complete. 2 points to Keaton Nickel. And Wayne is up 8-0. So your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good from Moore to Nickel. And at the 10:32 mark of the first quarter, Wayne is ahead 8-0. And we will have a People's Company kickoff coming up here for the Falcons, and putting the tee down is Trevor Wilson. Trevor had last week, I think he 4 different times reached the end zone for a touchback, which is a really, it's a tremendous defensive weapon, and Murray must have seen some film on that. They're lining up at their own 1. Oh, it's a low kick, line drive, fielded at the 4, fumbled, picked back up at the 6, and heading now up the left side is, I think, Tees, number 17. So from the 4 to the 16, it's a 12-yard pickup, and Murray will start at their own 16, first and 10, with Wayne leading 8-0, 10:25 to go in the first quarter. Falcon offense looks tough and will be hard to stop throughout the season, I think. Barring injury, this is a very competitive offense with most anybody. Option play, and the pitch comes to the near sidelines. It's number 28 with the ball, Jack Jones. Blade Baker with the tackle at the 30. And that's a Mustang first down at their own 30. Okay, Murray with two backs behind the quarterback is number 1, Fisher Decker, and the running back gets through the line, brought down by Baker and Wilson in the defensive backfield, but not before he gets 9 to the 39. So Murray's ball, second and short, near midfield, and the Falcon defense is being tested right away. Option play, pitches it back, and to the left side, Tees is brought down with a nice jersey tackle by Carson Kiefer on the left side, but he will get a first down to the Falcon 38. So it's first down for Murray at the Falcon 38. Wayne leading 8 0. And we're at the 9-minute mark of the first quarter. And flag comes down by the line judge. And Lane is offsides. Not very many penalties by the Falcons last week. And that'll take it down to about the 33, where we will have 1st and 5 for Murray. I think a Falcon was lined up in the neutral zone. Shotgun formation. And nowhere to go. And now heavy pressure by the Falcons. In there for the sack was clear out. Guys, give me some room. Number 51, Isaiah Bradford. And he was assisted in there by 77, Lucas Schumann. A couple of juniors getting some defensive pressure from the line. And that backs Murray all the way to the 33, their own 33, from the Falcon 33. So a loss of 14. Great Western Bank, great play there. Now Murray with 2nd and long. And the penalty is shovel pass to number 28, Jones, and he is off and running, and he's got the corner and into the end zone. It's going to come down to what that flag is. It's in the offensive backfield. I think that's going to go against Murray. It is a false start, and huge play there for the Falcons. And maybe that's what freed up the runner, but his little shovel pass into the middle of the field, and then Jones took it around the left side and got out to the corner and outran the Falcon defenders all the way to the end zone. But now they're going to go again from their own 28, 2nd and longer for the Mustangs. Hand off, coming the near side, the little jet sweep. Oh, Carson. No, that's Nick Natley, and welcome to Sailing Athletic Complex. Nick Natley takes him down at the forward progress. We'll get it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. Nick Natley with a big hit out in the open field and put the pressure on. 3rd and 24 for Murray. Flag down again. And they're negating the play, so I'm guessing that's going to have to be another motion penalty. Offsides against Murray. 3rd penalty on the drive has really... Well, 3rd penalty on the drive, 1 against the Falcons, 2 against Murray. So first two kind of offset, but now from their own 23. 3rd and September for Murray. From their own 23, and now waiting around, there's that shovel pass to Jones in the middle, and Carson grabs a leg, and Matley grabs the chest. They tie him up and get the whistle blown, and the ball will be at the 27-yard line. Plus 4, needed a lot more. So now 4th down from their own 27. They've got to get inside the Falcon 28. Carson will retreat for a presumed punt. Clean snap, high punt, short. Everybody needs to look out. Could bounce anywhere. Hits it about the Falcon 39 and goes dead at the 37. So aided by a couple of penalties and a big sack, the Falcon defense holds after a promising start by Murray. And Wayne will take over at their own 37, leading 8-0. A And Moore under center. Wilson to the left, and the back's in the eye. The pitch is to Carson to the right. Gets around a little bit. Freedom, first down yardage, across the 30, and he will be down. Carson Kiefer with a gain down to the 27. So 3 and 13 is 16-yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. For Carson. His fourth carry of the night, and now back again in the eye. And the handoff to the first back through is Baker, and he is across the 25. Gets it to the 24 for number 24. 3-yard pickup makes second down and 7. And once again, the back's in the eye. Not a deep eye. And Carson will take the handoff and stutter step and force his way through the line. Keeps the legs turning. Spins off a would-be tackler and into the end zone for a touchdown brought to you by the Flower Pot in Corydon. 24-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer. His second of the night, his seventh of the young season. And that comes with 5:32 to go in the first quarter. Falcons now temporarily up 14-0. Replay drive, two of them Carson Kiefer runs for a total of 40 yards, and Blake Baker gets the other three. Moore will attempt to run it in himself and not get there on your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. And that will leave the score for the moment. Falcons 14, Murray Mustangs 0. .532 to go in quarter number one. Carson Kiefer has 55 yards on 5 carries by my unofficial total. I was off, I guess, by 3 yards last week. I had him with 314, I think, and the official stats, which they verify, they cheat, all right? Let's just call it what it is. They use the game film, and they go back through, and they can stop and rewind and play it. So, you know, their stats are accurate. Mine are an estimate from a press box, but, you know, we'll give them credit. Your Corydon Hy-Vee gives you a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Make sure you're listening to Hy-Vee Halftime tonight as an annual interview will take place, and you never know where it's going to go, so tune in and find out who our special halftime guest is and just what is said at your Hy-Vee Halftime brought to you by the Corydon Hy-Vee. This kickoff by Trevor Wilson will be brought to you by the People's Company in Corydon. People's Company, your local auctioneer and agent is Jared Chambers. Contact Jared at 641-414-0234, 414-0234, to get Jared and all your ag real estate needs. This time a little more air under it by Wilson, fielded at the 2, and coming to the near side. All the lanes are locked up by the Falcons. Ben Saunders takes him down, and the flag comes down. I'm wondering, they did connect on face masks, so I'm thinking they may call a helmet-to-helmet kind of a thing. No, it's a block in the back against Murray. So, illegal block in the back by a Murray player will take the ball back and set it just inside the 10. And Murray will start there from their own 10, trailing Wayne 14-0, 5:25 to go in the first. A beautiful night here at Epperly Field. I'd say the game time temperature is about 68, give or take. And they hand off, and up the fake, and trying to get outside. The quarterback throws it deep, well over the head of the intended receiver, defended by Dustin Wilson, or Trevor Wilson. Sorry, Trevor. But the pressure was, again, being applied by Lucas Schumann into the offensive backfield, but incomplete on first down. And we are going to see Murray has two receivers way wide each direction. Now under pressure again, and the quarterback goes down, but he completes the pass out past the Falcon 30 or 35, brought down by Blade Baker. Heavy pressure by, looked like Trent Moore and Isaiah Bradford, but just threw it up, and the receiver was taller than Blade was and grabbed it, and they have the ball now on the 36. 26-yard pickup and a Mustang first down from their own 36. Murray trailing Wayne, 8-0, runs it into the line, gets a foot or so. Let's call it a zip, and it's second down. Murray from the 36. Now, again, that wide formation and a quick throw, a little screen pass, and defended well by the Falcon corner out on an island on his own is Keaton Nickel. And again, an open field tackle. Let's give them a loss of a yard on the play to the 35. And it's third down. Murray, third and 10 with 4:21 to go in the quarter. Play clock down to 10. Murray's still in the huddle. I think they're going to need a timeout here. And there it is, your Wayne County Hospital timeout for the Murray Mustangs on third and 10, wanting to talk it over and make sure they get it right. Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System providing quality, complete quality health care services for you and your family, caring for generations. Internet, stream 4. And doing a little advertising at the field here, and I think Jared maybe was asking to because he's wanting to let everybody else know what you already know. So I'm going to pass this on and be right back for this big third down play. And we're set. Oh, Falcons jump off sides. Flag comes down. Were they drawn is the question. They were not. So penalty 5 yards against the Falcons will help out Murray, but they still have third down. Did not give them enough for a first, but the ball's on the Falcon side of the field now, and it's manageable. The pitch back to Jones. He will be brought down short. And they will spot it at the Falcon 36, a gain of 4 for Jones. Fourth down for Murray on the Falcon side of the field. They'll probably go for it. Would be my guess. They're in the huddle. They, I think, called two plays at the timeout, the Wayne County Hospital timeout. We're at 3:25, play clock at 10, and the Mustangs break the huddle and come up to the line. Falcons are stacking up the box, and the fake handoff, and it's a quarterback option to the right side. He'll keep it. He'll have first down yardage, brought down by several Falcons, including Baker and Nickel, and they get it to the 25, so pickup of about 11. And Murray first down there on the Falcons' side of the field. So from just outside the 25, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Murray trailing 14-0. Quarterback hands it off. It's Jones up the middle, slips the tackle, and then is brought down spinning by Carson. Problem is, Carson brought him down on him and then threw him forward another couple of yards, and he'll get to the 16. 9-yard pickup. Second and short for Murray at the Falcons 16. And the Rodzado red zone getting some action here already for Murray in the first quarter. Handoff, or the pitch is to Jones, and he fumbles it. Carson was diving to tackle him as he fumbled the ball, and luckily it bounced right back up to him, and Jones alert enough to grab hold of the ball, but Carson smothered the play, and it's a loss. And the ball's outside the 20 now, so be third and about five or six for the third and six, let's call it, for the Mustangs. Just outside the Falcon 20, and a receiver each way, and kind of split backs. Quarterback throwing it over the middle, flag down on the play. The defender and the receiver both go for it, knocked away by the Falcon defender, which was Nickel. Nice play by Keaton. And we'll see what the flag is. Looks like a hold against Murray, preliminary. And I'm sure Wayne will take the yards. The flag is sitting at the 24, so it'd be 10 more from that. I guess they're not marking it from where the flag sits. Ball sits outside the 30 now. They marked that from the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third and long now for Murray. Two receivers again each direction, and Jones comes back in motion toward the middle of the field, and the fake handoff toward him, and under some pressure, Nickel can't bring him down, and Arnold can't bring him down. Quarterback gets outside and brought out of bounds by Dustin. I got to quit doing that. Trevor Wilson. Trevor gets the ball to the 29. Or Trevor takes him down at the 29. And for a 1 yard gain, it's fourth and long. Big play coming up to the Falcon defense. Trying to hold Murray out with a 1:25 left on the first quarter clock. Murray from the gun. Clean snap. And pitches it to Jones on the left side. Brought down by Matley with a short gain. It'll be a turnover on downs. Big play. Great Western Bank. Great play for the Falcons. Open field tackle by Nick Matley at the 28. Turnover on downs, and the Falcons have the ball at their own 28, leading Murray 14-0, handoff to the left side. Carson knocks over his home blocker in front of him. Galloway, Keaton, I'm coming through. Carson gets to the 34. Gain of 6 for Carson. And we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Carson out wide now. And Moore rolling to his right. Has Baker blocking for him. Throwing on the run. And it's knocked away by Murray, number 24, Josh Barber. Incomplete, and it's third and about 4 now for the Falcons from their own 34. Once again, leading Murray, 14-0, 42 seconds left on the first quarter clock. Flag down, pitch to Carson on the left side, and brought down at midfield. Oh, no horse collar call on that one. But I think there might be a flag on Wayne. Judging on from where the flag was thrown, it appears to be against the Falcons. Back him up. So from their own 29, it'll be third down and now about 9 for the Falcons. Under a half minute to go until the quarter break, with Wayne leading Murray 14-0 here at Epperly Field in Corydon. Moore making sure everybody's set. Trip receivers to the right. Flag will come down. Couldn't get that play lined up quite right. And it's a 5-yarder against the Falcons. From their own 24, making it harder on themselves. And with 10 seconds left, Wayne breaks the huddle. Will they have time to get this play off before the first quarter comes to an end? Moore alone in the backfield, shotgun, and he will let the clock run out. That is the end of first quarter. With Wayne leading 14-0 and has the ball. And gives us a chance to thank John Fry for sponsoring Falcon Football Broadcast. John is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let him give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Been a charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in season number 6, season number 4 at the 8-player level, where this year's senior Falcons have a chance to become the first in school history to make the playoffs each of the 4 years they were in high school. And stay tuned for your Hy-Vee Halftime Show, where we will name the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the First Half, and the Shivers takes your grain drying to a higher level with their Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers end-to-end continuous counterflow drying. Shivers, another charter sponsor of these broadcasts, and we appreciate that. Make sure you share that with the good folks at Shivers, and bringing you Falcon Football right here on KIICradio.com. Stream number 4, and this Falcon broadcast from Epperly Field here in Corydon. Three receivers to the right, Moore alone in the backfield, in the gun. Going to run this play one way or another. Steps up, gets the snap. It's clean. Time to throw. Throws it long, and he's got Nickel all by himself. Complete at the 25, 15, 10. Touchdown. Oh, a beautiful throw, a beautiful spiral hit Nickel in stride, and he had burned his defender. That is gorgeous. From their own 24, that's a 56-yard completion for the touchdown. Moore to Nickel, and the Falcons have 20. They are trying for the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT. They put two receivers out each direction. Moore alone in the backfield now, under a little bit of pressure, looking for someone to throw to. Can't find it. Now unloads to the end zone. Complete to Nickel for two. Great offensive line play. And the, I got to get caught up on my documentation here, folks. Sorry. Passed by number 8 to number 5, plus 56 for the touchdown with 11:49 to go. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt goes more to nickel, and that's a two-pointer is good, and the Falcons lead 22-0 over the Murray Mustangs here at beautiful Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field. And the home opener for the Falcons this year, and Wayne looks to have a powerful offense. The defense is the question, and right now they're pitching a shutout. Don't get any better than that, but Trent Moore with a couple of big strikes to Keaton Nickel, a 21-yarder in the first quarter, set up a Falcon touchdown, and a 56-yarder there is six for the Falcons, and those two decided six wasn't enough, so they hooked up on the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt and got the Wayne Falcons two more. They lead 22-zip, and this People's Company kickoff will come courtesy of T.W. Trevor Wilson. Gets under it, will be fielded at the five, and coming this way is Tease, and oh, buddy, did he get teased. Dakota Lovett and Carson Kiefer bring him down. Got a little excited on that last one and busted my pants. Not sure why I mentioned it. Kickoff return is to the 25. And rolling to the right, pitching it out now is Tease with the carry. He'll get 4-5 out. Out to the 23, 24. Second down and a short six, long five to go for Murray. And with one back with him, the handoff is to that back into the line and nothing there. Falcon defense looked really good. Matt Bellin and Mitch Sinclair both in there. I think Matt was playing nose guard, Mitch at the right end. And I think they lost him back to the 22. It'll be third down for Murray. And the ball's on the turf. It looks like a Falcon may have jumped on it. Mitch Sinclair with the fumble recovery. Just like his brother, put those big meat hooks on it, and the Falcons have the ball again. No return, just fell right on it, but when Mitch Sinclair falls on it, it's ours. Nobody else is going to get it. And it looks like it sits at the 21. So just outside the Rods Auto red zone, the Falcons have the ball. Hand off to Baker, and he's inside the 20 and keeps the legs driving. He's going to get maybe to the 16. Ends up being a 5-yard. Most of that was, all of that was after contact. And we'll put it at the 16. So gain of 5. And it'll be second and 5 for the Falcons inside the Rods Auto red zone. Under 10 to go until halftime. Moore gets him set. Pitches it back to Carson, running right. Got Baker in front of him. There's the block. And a flag comes down, but Carson's in the end zone. The block looked good from here, but what do I know? The official's standing right there, and it is going to be against Wayne. And I think it's going to be on that block by Baker because they were the only two Falcons out in that area. They'll back it up 10. Kiefer was into the end zone. And the ball will sit at the Murray 20. So a loss of four after the penalty on the play. It was marked off from the spot of the foul. And they're wanting to wind the play clock down to 20, which is fine with the Falcons. They are all at the line waiting. Moore looks over to the sidelines. Keaton Nichol, the tight end, backs in the eye behind Moore. Dropping straight back, looking for Nichol, throwing it over the middle. Oh, just over his outstretched hands. Had a step on the defender was Keaton Nichol, but that one falls incomplete. And that was second down, so it should be third down now. Wilson splits out left. Moore under center. Gets it from Andrews. Hands it off to Carson. Smash mouth right up the middle. Carson's going to pick up three or four. Going to be positive yardage for Carson. But it'll be fourth down for Wayne at the 15, 16, 17, 18-yard line. So gain of two. Not even thinking about punting or kicking a field goal. Moore rolling now, stepping up into the pocket, throwing it to the near side. Picked off. It was tipped and picked off by Tees and brought down by Baker and Runyon. The official timeout. So the fourth down play is Moore's first interception this season. Only threw three or four all of last season. Very efficient thrower, and stepped up into the pocket, saw his man, but Tees was closing fast. Trent went ahead and threw it anyway, and well, the result is Murray ball. And not sure where they have set it. The officials have called timeout for their own water break. I think they probably are doing that for the health and safety of the players as well. And gives us a chance to tell you about the Allerton Lumber Company. Construction, service, supply, small hand tools, lumber, whatever you need, they've got it for your next project. Call the Allerton Lumber Company at 873-4124 or stop in at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. And Murray will put it in play from, looks like the 20. From their own 20, Murray, clean handoff up the middle, and he's going to get 4 or 5 before being brought down by Schumann. Eight and a half to go in the first quarter, 22-0 Falcons, and the ball at the Murray 24. Handoff, pitch, rather, to the right side, and not much there. Matley in the backfield again, and Schumann comes help finishing off. It's great to see so many Falcon linemen playing well. It gives us a chance to play some on offense and others on defense, and by the end of this game, that is going to make a big difference. No gain on the play. And it'll be, in fact, maybe a loss. Minus one. And so from their own 23, it'll be third and 7 for Murray with Wayne leading 14-0. Handoff up the middle, and the pile grabbed him somewhere near the 26. Jones, I believe, the carrier. Schumann again on that one from the nose guard position, playing very well. Mitch Sinclair to his right. Not sure, can't see the left side, but they got the ball on the 26 now, maybe a gain of three, but it's fourth down and a long four, and we will have a Wayne Falcon timeout brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital in Corydon. Your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chingers. Contact Jared at 641-414-0234. I'll give you that number again in a minute if you need a pen to write it down. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon Football. And once again, that number is 641-414-0234. Tell Jared thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. And we've got Matt Bellin on the left side. Oh, for changeup, Matt Bellin in at nose guard. And we've got Isaiah Bradford on the left side with Mitch Sinclair starting on the right. And that great Falcon linebackers make the Murray player actually punt the ball. And it takes a great Murray bounce inside the 20, inside the 10. And we'll be downed around the Falcon 8 by Jack Jones. The mark it at the 9. Punt to the Wayne 9. Falcon defense holds again. 6:51 to go in the first half. Wayne leads 22-0. And they have the ball at their own 9, 71 yards to go. Let's see if they can get it on one play. What's the over-under on this one? Moore, they're in the eye behind him, pitches it to Carson, trying left side, gets some contact at the line, stutter steps out to the sideline, and he'll be shoved out of bounds across the 15. It's a gain to the 18. They give him 8 to the 17. It looks like it's on the 18, but it's a good yard and a half or 2 yards. So we'll be conservative, and this time pitch to Carson to the right side. He's got first down yardage, and he's across the 25 out near the 30. And now they're putting it right on the 29. So that one is a 12-yard first down, or a 12-yard pickup, and good for a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. So from the Falcon 29, Moore now in the gun by himself, got receivers each way. Baker drops back to block, and Moore steps up in the pocket. He's across the line of scrimmage and lowers his head, driving Murray players backwards. He's across midfield to inside the 35. That was a designed pass play, but Moore quickly assessed everybody from the line on back for Murray had dropped to cover receivers, and he had all kinds of open space and then just lowered the boom. Allard Lumber Company, big hit to the 34 of Murray. 17, and that's a Farm Bureau first down. This handoff is to the left side. And it looked like Wilson was your carrier. This is 29, 5-yard pickup for Trevor. 5:20 and counting in the first half. And Lovett splits out to the left. Wilson stays in the backfield, as is Carson now at fullback. And he will block, and Trevor will get through and have first down yardage inside the 20. Carson in that familiar role of locking back, and he does it so well. That's the only downside of Carson as a tailback, is he can't be the lead blocker for himself. Ball's at the 18, an 11-yard pickup for Wilson, and that's another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Leading 22-0 here with under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Now the handoff is to Baker on the right side. Baker's free, into the backfield, into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons, brought to you by the Flower Pot. 18-yard run by Blade Baker. It's the Falcons on the board with 4:36 to go until half. And we will have a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home attempt with Wayne already up. Funeral Home PAT attempt with Wayne leading at the moment, 28-0. Moore alone in the backfield. Two receivers each way. Shotgun. Throwing it over the middle. Nobody there. I think he was trying to get to Wilson, but Trevor wasn't there. It was one of those timing routes. So the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is no good. And your score for the moment, Falcons 28, Mustangs 0. And we'll have a People's Company kickoff here coming up in just a moment, but want to let you know that you can take your automobile to Rod's Auto in Corydon for all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod at 641-872-2338 and make sure you mention that you heard about his advertising here on Falcon Football Broadcast on KIICradio.com, your home and away voice for Wayne Falcon Football in our sixth season. Live on the Quattro, and I don't know if you know, if you have a smartphone and you're not already using it that way, KIIC has an app that is called the Thunderbolt app, and you can download that and pick up our stream on your smartphone and be mobile if you'd like. So get the Thunderbolt app and check out scores, which we're going to do here. See if we can get an update on scores as your People's Company kickoff comes, courtesy of the right foot of Trevor Wilson. Got his name right that time. Okay, and we've also got Lovett and Carson and Bradford and Runyon on this side, and a low line drive is fielded at the 6, and Murray hesitating, trying to get a lane somewhere, and now getting out to the right side, brought down by Baker across the 20. Murray will get they'll spot it at the 25, and Murray will start there. 4:27 to go till halftime. Albia leads Fairfield 7-0, Pleasantville over Eddyville, Blakesburg 7-0. Hey, Wayne's up 28-0. Way to go, Falcons. Falcon defensive line has been tough tonight, digging in, and the run is up the middle, and it's going to be, they get some push from their line, but Schumann and Carson are in there defensively. Ball's going to be just shy of the 30. Just about a 5-yard pickup. Second down, Murray with 4 minutes and counting till halftime. And your IV halftime will be a barn burner. Handoff. And Nick Matley's right there. Now he's going to go for the ball. You're greedy, Mr. Matley. Hit the runner, stopped him in his tracks, and then said, give me that ball. But the Murray running back held on, no gain. Third third down, Murray now with five to go. Schumann comes out. Bellin in for the Falcon line at nose. Wilson comes to cover the wideout to the near side, who now goes in motion, and he'll head to the center of the field and come right at the quarterback. Shovel pass up the middle to, and right where Wilson vacated is Jones heading down the near sideline, chased by Baker to no avail. Touchdown, shovel pass. Fifty-yarder. With 3:03 to go in the second quarter, there'll be no first half shutout for the Falcons, leading now 28-6, pending this attempt. Grandview Christian leads Seymour 7-0 first quarter. I think I was saying Moravia ahead of English Valley's 27-6 in the second quarter. Tri-County and Harmony, no score reported. Quarterback fakes the handoff, heads it straight up the gut and in. Fisher Decker on the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. And your score, Wayne 28, Murray 8. Don't like those kinds of messages, but sometimes you got to send them. For all your floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Corydon. Your full-service floral and gift shop on the square in Corydon. Call 872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. 641-872-3600, the Flower Pot in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. We do have a news release that was given to us. Hang on for this one. The new Rodeo Stars will be born during the Wild and Crazy Dairyland Donkey Baseball Show. I don't write it, I just read it. The Dairyland Donkey Baseball Show at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, right out here near the Sailing Athletic Complex, September 29, starting at 7 p.m. More on that in a moment. But first, your People's Company kickoff is a low bouncer and will be fielded at the 14. Coming this way is Matt Lee, or I believe it, maybe it was Carson. But from the 14 to the 31. So the Falcons will start from their own 31 with 2:58 to go until halftime. Wayne leading 28-8 over Murray. Carson is behind Trent. And will the pass is faked. And now Moore steps up in the pocket. Will throw it long. Complete! To Nickel. Touchdown, Falcons. The only thing yellow on the field are some of the Murray players' shoes. That one's going to count. That is a 49-yard strike. Moore to Nickel. Get used to hearing that. That's gonna be around for a while. Actually, I don't know about a while because they're both seniors. But, hey, we got several games left this year. Now for the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. The snap bounces into Trent, picks it up, steps forward, and tries to throw it across the middle to Wilson. But it's incomplete, and therefore no good. So, Wayne, 34. Murray, 8, with 2:44 to go. It took the Falcons 19 seconds. And Now it's 34-8 and a good play by the Falcons. The staff members at Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from a loss. Please contact the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home for your needs and tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. We got some competition for that Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. And we do, at our high D halftime, have a special guest that you will want to hear. Double checking. All right, your People's Company kickoff. Wilson moves it, fielded at the 6. And coming this way, first Falcon again gets contact, holds on, and that is going to be clear out, guys, number 50 for the Falcons. And Connor Runyon, the junior, brings him down at the 18. Okay, Schumann at nose, Radford to the left, Sinclair to the right, and they go to Jones around the right side, and he will get into the defensive backfield out near first down yardage. And that is a first down for Murray at the 29, 11-yard pickup. 2:19 and counting left in the first half. Falcons up 34-8 here at Epperly Field in Corydon. And it will be timeout being called, I think, by the Falcons. Wayne County Hospital timeout. And that gives you us a chance to give you a little more information about this Dairyland Donkey Baseball Show, September 29th, 7 p.m., Wayne County Fairgrounds. It's baseball played on real-life donkeys, and it will be wilder than a rodeo and funnier than a circus. All local players will be riding, so come out and see someone you know. Try to ride a donkey and play baseball at the same time. It's a thrill-a-minute, a spill-a-minute. Laugh as you've never laughed before at the wild and crazy Donkey Baseball Show. Okay? This fun-filled show is being sponsored by the Corydon Allerton Chamber of Commerce, and proceeds will benefit the Corydon Light Project. Advanced tickets can be purchased from members of that organization and are available at Great Western Bank, Flower Pot, Corydon State Bank, Seymour Casey's, Seymour Herald, and Lockridge Lumber. Or you can call Lee at 872-1373, $6 in advance, $8 at the gate. Donkey baseball, be there. Falcons, flag goes down, no play here. I think that's got to be a procedure kind of a call. Cheerleaders throwing pom-poms into the stands, can't get them to the press box. That's an encroachment penalty against the Falcons. So that'll bring it to the 34, where Murray will have it first and 5. With 2:07 left in the first half, Wayne leading 34-8. Pretty good start offensively for the Falcons, considering especially Murray hasn't really been able to do a lot, but they've kept the ball offensively and kept Wayne off the Carson, Matley, Saunders, Baker. Sorry, Fellen in on that one. And they'll give it out to the 36. Pickup of 2 up the middle. And it'll be second and three for Murray with a minute 40 left until halftime, and then we'll have to book. We'll have to get ready for our special Ivy halftime guest. And fakes the handoff, now looking to throw it long, and it is a spiral, and Nickel went up and knocked it down. Flags come down. I think they're going to question his timing. Keaton was behind the receiver and came up and jumped, and flags went down. No signal from the officials yet, but it is pass interference. And so now the ball's at Dwayne, 29. 15-yard penalty against the Falcons. 1:23 to go until half. From the gun, Murray throwing it to the right side is complete, and he's going to have down near the 20. Late flag just now flies. It out there, I think, to either Tease or Jones on the right side. Knocked out of bounds to the Falcon sideline. The officials are conferring. And we'll get this penalty for you in just a moment. Right now, 1:15 left in the second quarter. Wayne up 34-8 here at home. First home game of the season. Non-district play. Won't affect either team's chances of making the playoffs. And it looks like a couple of blows to the head. Offsetting penalties will replay the down. Break for the Falcons. The yardage gained would have been close to a first down. Instead, there's movement all over. That's got to be on the offense. And back Murray up five. To the Wayne 34 now. And 1:14 to go until halftime. Runyon comes in. Bellin comes out for the Falcons at nose. That's great to see so many of these big guys, especially on a hot night like this. You've got to rotate them in. Hopefully they're keeping well hydrated throughout the day and now on the sidelines. But I think that's going to really start to show here in a little bit. Two receivers out here wide left, and Carson's all by himself to cover him. Here comes Matley. And it could be one of those screens. Now they're in motion, and it is a screen, and there's a, I think it'll be a block against Murray. And Baker and Moore on the that's Wilson. I'm going to have to do something. His six has fooled me for 2 years now, looking like an eight. And that penalty, I would think, is going to be an illegal block of some kind against Murray. And they're calling over the Falcon captain. No, they're conferring with the other two officials standing by the Falcon team. And they're waving it off. So the play stands. It's a complete pass to the 28. And so now Murray, with a minute left and counting, will again, two receivers each direction and in motion, rolling to his right. The quarterback under pressure from Runyon and pressure from the Falcon defense. He gets away, gets around the corner. He's got positive yardage, out of bounds. Runyon had him, but the quarterback bounced off. Fisher Decker, senior. Out of bounds will stop the clock, and the ball sits at the 22 of the Falcons. A 6-yard gain. With 46 seconds to go, And it'll be, let's see, a penalty and then a run and then a penalty and a penalty and a penalty and second down. That was third down. This should be fourth down. It says third. Oh, and pass interference was a first down. So, my bad. It was third down, and penalty stops this one, too. Getting to be an ugly end to the first half. And that five-yarder will be against the Falcons, and that will give Murray a first down. Ball will be at the Wayne 17 with Falcons leading 34-8 with 46 seconds to go in the second quarter. Big time for a big play in the Rods Auto red zone for the Falcons. From the gun, Murray hands it off up the middle, gets a yard or so, but the seconds going off are going to hurt them. Bradford and Nick Matley on the tackle, they'll get it to the 15, a two-yard pickup. 30 seconds to go until halftime. And here comes Murray in motion. Now the quarterback shovel pass into the middle and brought down by Matley and Carson and Baker and Lovett. So the pass is complete to the 10. Clock is stopped. Must be a timeout by Murray. Five-yard pickup. It'll be third down at the 10. Wayne County Hospital timeout for the Murray Mustangs. Brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System, providing complete quality health care services for your family. Caring for generations, the Wayne County Hospital. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. And we are going to take advantage with 14 scant seconds left to hook up mic number two. It's just so much easier to hear the halftime guest when the mic is plugged in. Here we go. Big play coming up for the Falcons. And rolling to the right under some pressure. The quarterback throws it toward the end zone. It's ruled complete for a touchdown. A quick signal to Bryce Keller. It was in the far corner, the northeast corner of the end zone. 6 seconds left. I don't know. It was low. He was diving. I'd want to see the replay, but there is none in high school football. Now in a uncharacteristic tight formation in the eye, quarterback under center, and hands it off to the second back, hit immediately by Baker in the backfield, and finished off by Carson and Mitch Sinclair. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt fails. So Wayne 34, Murray 14 with 6.2 seconds. Lennox leading Mormon Trail 48-0 at half. Wow. We are at 34-14 here, and we're not yet at half, and I'm not convinced that we can't get more points before half, so our People's Company kickoff will tell us a lot about what's going to happen there. Let's see if maybe we can get another view of some scores of interest here, including next week's opponent, Moravia. Albia leads Fairfield 21-0. Sheraton leads Davis County 16-0. Pleasantville over Eddyville 13-0. Prairie City Monroe over Central Decatur 28-0. That's second quarter. Knoxville over Centerville 7-0. Ella and Dallas Center Grimes tied at 7. a ground ball kick is fielded by Nickel. And spins, cuts left, now has some room. He's in midfield, no one in front of him. Going, going, gone. Wild kick return. Keaton Nickel, penalty flag is at the Falcon 36. Lovett, it was a ground ball, knuckleball to Lovett, and it kind of bounced off him straight up in the air. Nickel grabbed it with his back to the end zone and spun to the near side and then back to the far side. Got a seam and outran everybody, and the flag will be... That's almost always against the return team. He got into the end zone, waiting to see what the call is. Everybody is in agreement. It seems to be against Wayne. And it's a 10-yard penalty. K-O-R. Then Gates a touchdown, and the ball is at the Falcon 26. With no time on the clock, do they run a play or do they not? The penalty was on the offense. They're going to run a play. One free play for the Falcons before halftime, and the backs are in the eye behind Moore, who just takes a knee. And we are at Hy-Vee halftime with the Falcons leading 34-14. We'll get that sent back. At the half, 8, and Murray will head up across the 20 and across the 25. And we'll call it the 27. So Murray will put it in play. 11:51 to go in the third. Tight formation now. A little more conservative look. And handoff is up the middle. He'll get out near the 30. Brought down Sinclair, Matley. There was another Falcon, but they all got up at the same time. And the ball will sit at the 30, gain of 3. Second and 7 for Murray. Falcons leading 34-14. And tripped up as he gets near the 35. Can't tell the runner. I think it's Tease. And the ball will be at the 34. Gain of 4. So from their own 34, Murray has it. Wayne, 3rd and 3. Handoff, it'll be first down for Murray, and some late movement as though the ball came loose, but no. It did pop loose, but Murray picked it up, and it is a first down for Murray at the Mustang 38. Ten and a half to go in the third, Wayne up by 20, 34-14. Here at Epperly Field in Corydon, home opener for the Falcons. Looking for their second win of the season. It's a pitch to the left, and lowering his head gets him about 5 on the far sideline in front of the Murray bench. Jack Jones with the carry. And the ball gets down to the Falcon 37, plus 5. Second and 5 from Wayne's 37. Murray just almost smash-mouthing it right now and moving slowly inside the 35. brought down by Wilson and Kiefer at the 34. Third and about three for Murray, and 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Falcons up 34-14. Snap, the pitch to the left is, oh, what a collision. I got to see who gets up from that. I'd say it's Trevor Wilson again. And he will be just shy of a first down. They're going to, I think, measure this one, call him in. Go get the chains, fellas. It's going to be a Wayne County Hospital timeout by the officials in order to find out on this one whether or not it's going to be a first down, and 8:52 to go in the quarter. They're a foot and a half short. So it'll be third down, or fourth down, and less than a yard to go for Murray on the Falcon side of the field. With Wayne up by 20 points, and Murray lining up with everybody right there, and quick snap, quarterback sneak. I imagine first forward progress has got to be enough for the first down. Fisher Decker picks it up to the 31. That's two first downs for Murray on this drive, and they have eaten up 3.5 minutes already of the third quarter. Grinding it down against the Falcon defense. Handoff, first back through, met by Matley, trying to strip the ball, get some help. By Bellin. So apparently you can say a whole wad of men in black, but you can't say Falcons. The new rules on what announcers are permitted is kind of funky, but we might have more on that later on. Ball's just at the 30. Second down, and the penalty, I think the back was in motion before the snap. Matley with the tackle, help from Baker. Picked up maybe a yard to the 29, but there's a flag down that's got to be against Murray. The back was, he just took off and started running before the snap. Illegal shift, and the penalty is declined by Wayne, as is a short gain to the 29. Declined by Wayne, third down, and about 8 from the Falcon 29. One receiver wide right, one in the slot, and he's in motion, and that's going to back him up 5 more. Quarterback hesitating on the snap, and the receiver's taking off. 7:12 to go in the third, Wayne up 34-14. So, minus 5, and from the Wayne, 34, we'll have third down. Coming in for the Falcons is Runyon. Back in motion now is Tease, and the quarterback shovel pass to Jones up the middle, and he's caught right away. And it was Runyon sniffing it out. getting some help by Matt Lee and Carson, but Runyon really saw it and grabbed the runner. Ended up being maybe a four-yard gain, but it was third and 13, so fourth and 9 from the Falcon 30. Down 20 points in the third quarter. You got to go for this. No punting here. So Murray lines up with two receivers out to the left, one back with the quarterback in the gun, and now a heavy pressure. Matley falls down. Quarterback throws a wobbler. Picked up by Baker and dropped incomplete as he hit and fell to the turf. Baker had it in his hands. Didn't matter. It's fourth down, and Wayne gets better field position from an incomplete pass than they would have from the interception. But good pressure from Matley on the quarterback forces an incompletion. Turnover on downs. Falcons take the ball with 5:53. Great Western Bank. Great play right there by the Falcon defense, keeping Murray out of the end zone, and they'll take over with just under 6 to go in the third quarter. Murray eats up half the third quarter clock and comes away empty. That's a win for the Falcons. Hey, we ate up all of our high V halftime with our guest Heather Fortune and did not mention our Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half, and we are going to give that to Mr. Keaton Nickel with touchdown grabs of 56 and 49 yards and another 21-yard reception. So a big first half. Plus, he had that huge kick return called back on a penalty, but he had made a fantastic run, played some good defense. Keaton Nickel, your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. Pitch here to open the second half goes to Carson on the left side. Gets free at the 40, 30, one man, no angle, no speed. Carson Kiefer, flower pot, touchdown for the Falcons, 50-yard touchdown run. Wow. I'll say it again. Wow. Carson Kiefer, 5:43. 10 seconds to run 50 yards. I don't think track coach is going to like that. You know what I mean? 50 for the score for Carson, his third touchdown of the game. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Moore, empty backfield from the gun. Throws it to the far side. Incomplete, intended for Nickel. And 6 for the Falcons makes it 40-14. And that is a 26-point differential, so nothing much going there. We will ka-ding, ka-ding, ching-ching, send this message out. Falcons awaiting the People's Company kickoff, leading Murray 40-14 with 5:43 left in the third on a 50-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 carries now for Carson. 133 on 10 carries for Carson Kiefer, with three of them being for touchdowns. Trevor Wilson lining up the People's Company kickoff for the Falcons from their own 30 here in eight-player ball, and this one will be fielded at the 1 by Murray, heading straight up, pausing at the 20, and met there by multiple Falcons, including Matt Lee, but he wasn't first, Ryan McConaughey. No, that was not 56. That was 66. Spencer Rubin, the freshman, getting downfield. Okay, Murray has it at their own 22, trailing Wayne by 26 points. With 5.5 to go in the third. Falcons need a turnover here, and it's a quarterback option. He's around the corner. Baker trying to bring him down, gets across midfield to the Falcons 35. Flag comes down at the end of the play. I would assume that's got to be some kind of flag against Wade. His hands were nowhere near the face mask, so I'm not sure what it'll be. It looks like they're calling a horse collar. So they're going to add a little bit from the 35. So an 18-23-yard run. And that's a 15-yard penalty, so the ball is now at the Wayne 20. The official is... Officials are wanting 4 minutes and 55 seconds placed on the clock. It promptly is. And Murray looking maybe to hurry things up a bit. Now they have the ball, the rods out of red zone, and wow, getting up with vengeance is Kyle Andrews. You always know Kyle because of the shoes. Looks like no gain there. So from the 20, second and 10, Murray trailing Wayne 40-14, 4:20 to go in the third. Takes the handoff, dropping straight back. Quarterback under some pressure by Andrews, throws it. Wow, three Falcons are all closer to the ball than the intended receiver, but not close enough. It falls to the turf incomplete. Kyle was putting some heat on, and that second down play was incomplete. It'll be third and 10 from the Falcon 20. One more for Murray with 4:12 to go in the third. So, again, 130 yards on 10 carries, including three of them for touchdowns by Carson, but your first half Shivers Manufacturing player of the game was Keaton Nickel. Quarterback for Murray again hit, throwing it deep, picked off in the end zone by Keaton Nickel. Touchback, Falcons. Oh, and Nickel gingerly on his ankle coming off the sidelines. That's a big loss, but he's all right now. He gets tough as nails. Great Western Bank, great play in the end zone, easy. So that'll bring it out to the 15, touchback for the Falcons. They will begin at their own 15 with 4:03 left in the third, leading Murray 40-14. It might not have been an ankle at all. I think it may have been a cramp. Keaton is over on the sidelines on his back, and they're stretching out his leg. Yeah, when it's, you know, it's a hot night like this, and somebody puts out an effort like he has in the first 32 minutes of football, you know, you could see where a cramp might happen. Lovett in at tight end right now. Baker and Carson are behind Moore. Looks like Wilson split out to the right while Nickel is attended to on the Falcon sidelines. Penalty flag down. The penalties make this game look more like a week one game than a week two game. Wayne played very clean last week. But now we'll have first and 15 from their own 10. Andrews at center, Runyon and Cantel on the line for the Falcons. And the handoff, Carson, he's reading his block. He's got some space. He's trying to get outside. Lots of Mustangs there, but Carson gets it out to about the 35, a gain of, we'll see where they measure it. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. They'll spot it at the 35, so a 25-yard pickup. Two carries in this half for 75 yards. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, now at their own 35, a little bit of breathing room. And Wilson and stoppage of play, and the Wayne County Hospital timeout for the Falcons. Wanted to talk about the setup. Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They really are helping to make life great. Your Cord and Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family in their new location. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corridon. Falcons leading this contest with Murray 40-14. They have the ball. There's 3:31 to go in the third quarter. And it's first and 10 Wayne at their own 35. That's the reset. You're listening to Falcon Football on KIICradio.com, stream 4 tonight and all season long, all the way through playoffs. Moore pump fakes a toss, throws it to a laid out receiver. Wilson gets his fingertips, but that's it. Moore with that quick handoff fake. Pump fake, and drops back and throws it over the middle, incomplete. It'll be second and 10 for the Falcons. Quick handoff, Carson stuttering and gets across midfield and will be brought down short of the first down by Murray. With a leg tackle from behind at the Mustang 37. 8-yard pickup for Carson. It'll be third and short. Wilson, wide left. Baker and Carson in the eye. And heavy pressure immediately, and Moore goes down. I think the ball came loose, but he was already sitting on his bottom. Back onto the Wayne side of the field, and it'll be fourth down from their own 39. Two 18 and counting here in the third. Fourth down near midfield. Wayne's going to obviously go for it. Moore, no one back there with him. He's in the gun. He's a clean snap, but low. And he rolls to the right, throws it, and it's complete for first down yardage. And it looks like Wilson across the 30. Ball's at the 28, that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at the Murray 28, so 13-yard pickup on third down. Nickel back in the game, wide left, Baker in the slot to the left, Carson slot to the right, and Moore with another low snap and pressure, and he will be, it'll be blown dead near the 35. Another sack by the Murray defense. Loss of about six. To the Murray 34, we're at 1:15 and counting here in the third. Lovett comes out, nickel in with a play. was first down play. It'll be second down and 16 to go from the 34. Hand off Carson. He's through the line. He's around the corner, and he is free to the sideline looking for flags. Don't see any. That is a flower pot touchdown for Carson Kiefer of 34 yards. Touchdown, Falcons, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. But first, let's add 34 and a score for Carson. Now over 100 yards in this half. At 28, 52, 68, 78, 83 in the first half. And incomplete on the After the keeper, touchdown run, makes the score 46 for the Falcons. 14 for the Mustangs with 49 seconds left. Don't like saying oops. 49.9 to go in the third, 46-14. Flower Pot touchdown brought to you by the Flower Pot Inc. in Corydon. They are your home for all of your floral and gift needs. Shop the Flower Pot on the square in Corydon. Full-service floral and gift shop, 872-3600. That's 641-872-3600. Tell them at the Flower Pot. Thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. And we have a People's Company kickoff coming to you, courtesy of the Big Right Foot of Trevor Wilson. I don't know what size shoe he wears. It's just fun to say Big Right Foot. Bicker, Matt Lee, and Saunders on the near side. Runyon, Bradford, Carson, and Lovett on the far side. Fielded at the five on the ground by Murray. Brought up the nearer side and brought down single-handedly by Isaiah Bradford. Nice tackle. Lots of open field tackles by the Falcons. That's at the, the 20-yard line, so about a 15-yard return. And penalty will back him up 10. Back him up 10 yards to the 10. 45 seconds to go in quarter number three with the Falcons leading 46-14. Falcons run to the near side. It's Matt Lee, assisted by, get out of the way, Mr. Official, Blade Baker. And Tees will get it out to the 15, gain five of those back. Here in quarter number three at beautiful Epperly Field at the Sailing Athletic Complex in Corydon. Falcons putting it to the Mustangs at the moment. And the option play to the left side, quarterback keeps it himself and gets stacked up and brought down by Wilson. Matt Lee right there. He's all over the field tonight. That'll end the quarter three on the Jack Jones run. I think they're going to spot it at the 20, so a five-yard pickup on it's going to be right up around the first down marker. And they'll move to the south end of the field, and we'll try it from down there. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you, or give him a call at 872-2725. Film. Thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. John's been a charter sponsor of our broadcast now in the sixth season of Falcon Football. 2-11 player, and this now our fourth at the 8-player level. Falcons have more players now with a smaller enrollment playing 8-player ball than they did their last 2 years of playing at 11-player level. So, I guess it's at the 19-yard and 1-foot line, so it'll be third and less than a yard for Murray at the 19. So from the 19, Murray with the ball. I look for that quarterback quick snap, sneak again. And there it is, and he gets through enough of a hole to get a first down. Troy Arnold there, Blade Baker there for the stop. First down, though, for Murray. Still on their own side of the field. At the 23. 4-yard pickup for the quarterback. Spencer Boobin anchoring the line from the nose position. Hand off, and I think it's Bradford, first contact. Lovett helping out, but whistle blows it dead. Jones gets little or nothing. And we're under 11:15 to go in the game here. And the ball, I'd say give him at one at the 24. Flag down. This one, I think, is going to be marked off. Lining up offense or defensive offsides against the Falcons helps them out. So now from their own 29, second and much less for Murray. A little confusion about where they're all going to line up, and the Falcons now doing some pointing and talking. Good that they're communicating. Offset to the right, and it's going to be a quarterback option play to the right, and he's going to keep it the whole way. And out near first down on the far sideline, Fisher Decker, the quarterback, just you could tell he had that one tucked in with both hands like he was running the whole way. Into the game for the Falcons, Kyle Andrews, and coming out is Spencer Boobin. And he's just short. Now the officials, maybe since it's on the sidelines right in front of the chain gang, they're going to measure it right there. And it's much less than a foot. Lennox over Mormon Trail, 54-8. The Saints will be here in 2 weeks to play your Falcons. Next week we're at Moravia. Four-yard pickup makes it the ball sits at the Murray 33, needing to get another foot and a half. 10 minutes to go in the fourth. Lane up 46-14. Can't imagine anything other than that little quarterback sneak they've done twice and succeeded twice. There it is. Oh, what a hit! Andrews into the backfield. That was an Allerton Lumber Company laying down the lumber. Big hit by Kyle Andrews, and the quarterback is slow getting up. He only had to get about 6 millimeters. And the quarterback is going to come out, at least for a play. He got his bell rung by Kyle Andrews, but he still got the inches he needed, I think. They've not yet moved the chains. They didn't move the chains. It's fourth down. Or there's that sneak again, and Andrews in there again. Blade Baker helping finish it. I don't know. Wow, what a stand. They only had less than from the stripe to the end of the ball to go, and now it's fourth down. Well, wait a minute. They had a run where they gained a yard, then they gained four, and then they've had 2-0. That was four down. There was a penalty in there in between, and Murray will punt, and it's a horrible punt, and I think it hits Falcons, and ball's loose on the ground, and Murray falls on it. You cannot return that. The Murray player fell on the ball, but it is the Falcons. It was a horrible punt. It didn't get back to the line of scrimmage in the air and bounced into the backs of a bunch of linemen and squirted away, and the Falcons tried to cover it, but Murray did. Wayne will have the ball at the Murray 26. Moore takes the snap, drops straight back, pump fakes, throws it to the right side, incomplete, intended for Wilson. .847 to go in the game. Second down for Wayne from their own 20, or from the Murray 26, leading 46-14. Murray able to keep the ball and chew up a lot of clock, especially here in the second half, but not do anything with it. They're still with the 14 points they had at halftime. Moore dropping and rolling to the right. Pump fake. Throwing it now long, deep, and it is complete to Wilson at the goal line. Touchdown, Falcons! Brought to you by the Flower Pot in court, and Keaton Nickel down there to throw that last block. Caught it inside the five, and scoring is Keaton Nickel from Trent Moore. That's a 26-yard touchdown pass. This half he's throwing to Wilson. Mr. Wilson with the completion. Touchdown with 8:38 to go in the game. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is a rush by Blade Baker, and he gets the necessary yards. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good. So from 46 plus 8 is 54 to 14 is the lead for the Falcons. That's a lead of 40, and we'll go to continuous clock mode. So with the 8:38 mark of the fourth quarter, we go into continuous clock. Falcons to 20 points below where they were last week. But again, the Murray offense has chewed up a lot of the clock here in the second half. Take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in bin continuous counterflow drying. Charter sponsor of these broadcasts, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football now in our sixth season. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Also charter sponsors. Okay, we got Hunter Clark in on the kick team. And nice play by, I think it's Bradford again, covering his position and doing it well. Isaiah Bradford having himself a good game, not just on the kick team, but kick team's been out there a lot. We're at 8:15 and counting. Ball's at the 22. The Mustang 22. Under 8 to go. Jeffrey Alexander getting in the game now for the Falcons. Spencer Rubin in there. Wilson, Saunders, Matley, Lovett. McConaughey knows. Handoff. Stutter step gets around the first guy. Next two get him. Jeffrey Alexander right there, but the tackle was Matley and a couple of others. It's 54-14 under 7.5 now. Gain of 1 to the 23. Procedure penalty against Murray will back him up. From their own 18, Murray. Handoff to the left side. Gets 5 or 6. Brought down on the near sidelines by Saunders and Matley. Gain of 3-ish. Give him 4. So from the 22 now, Murray has it. And it's 3rd and 10. And the pitch to the running back running the right side that gets across the line of scrimmage, picked up 2, maybe 3, shoved out of bounds by, again, great pursuit. 2 or 3 Falcons over there, Lovett, Matley. Falcons moving laterally very well. Into the game now, Caleb Pounds, number 55. Matley will come out. And into the game, Grady Carpenter for Wayne. And it'll be 4th and 8. And the punt is a low liner that will bounce at the 32 and bounce across the 20 and roll lie motionless at the 18. Okay, so Falcon ball from the 18, about 5 minutes to go, be under that before the snap, and I think there's going to be a timeout. Wayne's still huddled up on the sidelines with the coach. And timeout is called with 5:07 to go. Wayne County Hospital timeout brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital. What do you know? Hey, for all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto. Seriously, call them. 872-2338. Call Rod's Auto. Tell them I heard you on the Falcon football broadcast on KIICradio.com. Thank you for helping put them on the air. Rod's is at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. He can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Call Rod's Auto and make sure that you mention hearing them on the Falcon football broadcast. 5:07 left in the game. Wayne up by 40 points, 54-14. And Falcons have the ball at their own 18. I think we're going to see a lot of new Falcons. Allard Lumber Company can help you with your construction. They've got great service, supplies that you need, small hand tools for lumber. They got it all. 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. JV team is out there. I think that's Brooks Jacobson at quarterback. Yes, handing off. And up the middle, Stetson Baker. busting it over the 30 to the 35. Hey, now we've got a little confusion. I think that may have been Hunter Clark. It's either 20 or 30. I thought it was 30. PA had him at 20. I thought it was number 20. It was 30, but the ball's at the 34. First and 10. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and this time it's Saunders to the right side. He'd get across the 35. From the 34 out past the 36, we'll call it the 37. Again, nice run. That was all after contact, hit at the line of scrimmage. Okay, and is that Brady Hackney out there? And run to the left side, that is a 30, and that is Hunter Clark. Cross midfield to the 39. 4-yard pickup there. Third and about 3 for the Falcons, under 3.5 to go in the game. Jacobson with the snap. Hands it off, hit right away at midfield and brought down. Colton Brazil. And he's going to lose a yard back to midfield. It'll be fourth down for the Falcons. With 3 minutes to go, leading Murray 54-14. I think last year's final score was 56-12, so they're pretty similar kind of an outcome. All the Falcons getting some action, and this one is going to be Clark to the near side. He's across midfield near the 35. I think he's going to be a little bit short. We'll see. Oh, he's across the 35. That's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Good second and even third effort by number 30. To the 34. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and they will probably be able to run out the clock now with 2:13 and counting to go in this game. I don't know. They're going to stop the clock now with 2:04. Murray players tying their shoes. I don't know if they're trying to maybe keep the Falcons out of the end zone, but the handoff first back through is Saunders, and driving his legs and running with Murray players attached to him across the 25 into maybe the 24, 23, 22. So a 12-yard pickup is another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons by Saunders. From the 22, Wayne. Jeffrey Alexander in there, and Isaac Bradford splits out to the right side. Handoff to the left side is number 34, Colton Brazil. No gain, second and 10 for the Falcons from the 22. More Falcons in, more Falcons out. Nick Conger into the game. Under a minute. JB looking pretty good on this drive. Jacobson hands it off. It's clean to the right side. He's through and pushing. Is that Clark again? Love that running. It is Hunter Clark. Ball is at the 13, 9-yard pickup, 25 seconds and counting. Falcons 13 yards from pay dirt. And that pay dirt brought to you by the Flower Pot and Cord to the left. That won't do it. And Clark again to the 12. That'll do it. Clock has expired, and your final score from Epperly Fielding Court in Wayne, 54, Murray, 14. And we will, 54, 14. Okay, so, 54.